all grew up with Disney, Mickey Mouse, the Mouseketeers, Dead Bambi, Snow White, Fantasia, Pinocchio, Dumbo. Disney's been a part of the American landscape most of our lives. Their mom and apple pie and unabashed wholesomeness that cloys in some of our hearts, but come on, give Walt some credit. He created Donald Duck and Epcot Center, Magic Mountain and Minnie. He was the ultimate capitalist cartoonist, bar none. You might think the Republican Party would celebrate him, probably revere him, but not these days. Corporate Disney, usually averse to political anything, had the temerity to stand up for gay rights. What's next? The Florida GOP probably wondered. Support for civil rights, too? These are partisan times indeed if the Republicans think Mickey Mouse is a threat to American values. Mississippi next door is celebrating Confederate Heritage Month, for crying out loud, and here's Walt and his associates supporting gays and trans and probably blacks, too. It's too much. It's an assault on all that's holy in the Gator State. Take your damn Goofy and Dumbo to a blue state, you pinko swine. Florida is for rednecks and conspiracy theorists and MAGA lovers, and home to the real president of the United States down there in Mar-a-Lago. They don't need California liberalist propaganda at Disney World, and Disney World don't need any more tax breaks from the crackers in the Florida legislature. This is what the culture wars have come to. A frontal assault on our collective childhoods. You call Mickey a gay-loving commie, you got trouble, mister. Right there in River City, capital T rhymes with P and stands for, well, prejudice. It may be time to stand up to these self-righteous bigots once and for all. I don't care if they do have Dumbo for a governor. Don't mess with Mickey if you know what's good for you. And I suspect you don't.